from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You got LeBron and Anthony Davis. You got Brown and Tatum. You got Jokic and Murray. You got Paul George and Embiid. You got Harden and Kawhi, Doncic and Kyrie, Durant and Booker. Hell, you got Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and Chet Holmgren. After you watch that Olympic game and that Olympic tournament, do you think Joe Lacob right now is kind of kicking himself, saying, maybe I should have given in a little more to get a Paul George or a Markkanen? How do you assess all that now after Curry put together the two games that he did?
Well, it's what you believe. And I believe that the Warriors were all in, Steiny. I don't believe Brandon Podziemski was the reason they couldn't get Markkanen or Jonathan Kuminga. So I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. Right.
What do you think was the reason they couldn't get Markkanen?
That Utah wasn't blown away by that package.
So what I'm getting at is,
I know why with Paul PG-13. Bomber didn't want to help the Warriors.
Well, what I'm getting at with Markkanen is, if Podziemski was the reason that no deal got done for Markkanen, after you see what Curry did, do you think you say, shoot, we should have tried to get a number two
hell
in
yes.
here no matter what?
Steiny, I would. Hell effing yes, no doubt about it. And man, you just hit me in the cardiac muscle with the tandems. They do matter. And one more thing before you grab the calls that makes me feel good about this Warrior team and this Warrior upcoming season: are you going to get that Steph Curry to go 17 to 27 from three in the final two games every 82 games of the season? Probably not. But now when you talk about jumps from the others, I'm like, okay, maybe Kuminga, the jump doesn't have to be as big as from here to the Grand Canyon. Maybe the jump can be, you know, smaller, but it'll still be enough if somehow the chef doesn't tire, if that makes sense. And maybe it's a collective of Wiggins showing up and not being a no-show. Now, I could be proven wrong, but watching that guy and being able to say he is ours, he is the Warriors, he's got gas left in the tank, let's go.
All that's well and good, but if we have to be honest, the Warriors aren't going to win a title right now, as is. They're not. As great as Steph is, he's not going to be able to bring this team their fifth title.
But can you get in the playoffs?
Well,
because that's where it's at now for me.
Well, what I'm getting at is, if let's say I'm somebody, and I have been, let's say I'm somebody that says, you know, you can't really... You got to be careful about mortgaging the future. You got to be careful about sending out Unprotected first after Steph Curry is out of here. My question is, after you see that performance, does it become imperative now, almost imperative, that the Warriors get another player in here to give this guy one more shot? Because I think we can all agree, as currently constructed, it's going to be a long, 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 long shot.
No doubt.
And so what do you do if you're Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy right now? And does that performance over the weekend change your priorities? That's the question I'm asking.
You're with me 5 days a week, 20 hours. Steiny, what if I told you this, and the listeners, and I mean it, I didn't need to see that. It was incredible, something we'll never forget. I was already imperative, all in, before we saw Steph go do what he did in the Olympics. That's how thirsty I am for this guy to get a second. And I think you could back me up on that. Now the world saw it. And again, it's about what you just asked me. Your boy Joe Lacob, is he kicking himself if he, you know, if he didn't go all in? But I felt this way as soon as that final buzzer went off in Sacramento, that the Warriors got to get them and Steph a bona fide number two option.
Let's go to streets. Let's go to the streets in Berkeley. What's up, streets? How you doing, man?
Hey, Sonny. Hey, dude. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
That was so much fun, man. I had so much fun watching Steph and the rest of the team. And you know, they did feel the pressure, and you know they did, because Steph turned it up in the pressure cooker, and it mattered to him, and you could tell it mattered to him, because he was playing this game like it was the most important game he's played to date. And I just, it was like another notch on his belt that just adds to this lore of Steph that we talked about, where in that last France game, they were throwing double teams at him the way they do in the NBA, but he's got KD and LeBron on the court, and they couldn't stop him from hitting the three. And I just love seeing, like, Anthony Edwards and Burke and those guys, just the younger guys on the team, just getting so giddy seeing superhero Steph do what they've known him to do this whole time. I just had so much fun.
I mean, it was absolutely an incredible performance. I mean, my question is, I get he's going to have games like that this upcoming season, or stretches like that. But I actually look at those games and think, well, how's he going to continue to be that player if he's on the team he's on, going up against the competition he's up against?
That's fair, man.
As great as he was, you know, he's playing on an all-star team against Serbia and against France. So I'm thinking, honestly, I was thinking, huh, is that the last great big moment we're going to see of Steph Curry's career? And to my way of thinking, it might be, unless something happens, unless he gets some help here, or down the line he goes somewhere else. And that I got to tell you is another thing that hit me. On the one hand, I was thinking, man, the Warriors, I wonder if they feel like now more than ever they got to get a guy in here. Or I'm wondering, man, Steph Curry just did that. He had more fun, he was saying, than he has in the recent past. Could that be an impetus for Curry to start putting more pressure on the Warriors, that if they can't help him, he may have to look elsewhere? Like, that absolutely crossed my mind.
Yeah, and it had crossed my mind already. And a rat on the table early, brought to you by Atco, Steiny, is... They say he was talking to Draymond Green after he kept hitting shot after shot after shot. Don't worry about me. But I took that as he was talking to the basketball world about, you know, I'm not slipping. And I still possess this. I can go lethal at any time. But what do you think he meant by don't worry about me? Because it's on tape. It was a hashtag. Who was he talking to? And I told you how I felt when he made those comments, bottom feeder, things change quickly in the league. And when you go out and do that and watch him exude all that bravado
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Give me some help. I felt like he was telling. Was he talking to Lake Up? Was he talking to Dunleavy? I don't know. But I was just sitting there like, man, this dude still knows he has something left.
Well, if he's talking to Lake at Dunleavy, what would he mean by "don't worry about me"? What did Curry mean by "don't worry about me" after that dagger?
Looking over at Draymond.
I don't know. Evan thinks that it may have something to do with, you know, he didn't play well early in the tournament, yeah. And then he played well, and so maybe he heard that, you know, Curry's struggling. Now he wins him two games and says, "Don't worry about me. I'm fine." Or the one thing that did cross my mind is Curry knows darn well that the team's trying to get him some help. Curry knows darn well that I think there are Warrior fans that I'm not going to say feel sorry for him, but I think there's Warrior fans that feel for him because the team around him isn't as good as it used to be. And maybe he's saying, don't worry about me. I'm fine here in Golden State. I'm fine. You don't have to worry about me. I don't need three superstars to come to play with me. Don't worry about me.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm under contract. I'm still a hell of a player. We're going to go out and play this year, and hopefully we can make some noise. Like, don't worry about me, everybody.
Yeah. Uncle Looney on the chat says, Sir Talk a Lot, Dre on his podcast said he was a little worried about the chef.
How so?
I guess Dre, I don't know what context he said it, but, you know, Steph wasn't actually lighting it on fire early, and LeBron was kind of leading the brigade, but maybe that's why he was looking at Dre, just saying, don't worry about me. That makes all the sense in the world if his teammate was actually worried about, you know, what did I tell you the other game? Three games ago, Curry shot it just three times, you know? I mean, he was playing bad, but he was looking in that direction, as he said, don't worry about me, and put on a display that the world won't forget anytime soon.
Let's go to Vince. Vincent's in Hercules. What's up, Vincent? How you doing?
I'm doing good, fellas. Man, it's really nice to talk to you guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I just think it was the greatest shot of Steph's career because it was the greatest stage of Steph's career. I mean, you're talking about the Olympics. When I think about the Olympics, I think about Max Kellerman, the fate of the universe. And when you think about the Olympics, that was Steph's fate of the universe moment. And he delivered. I mean, and it's a larger audience, non-casual fans. I mean, people that are probably not even fans of basketball are watching. So, you know, you just can't get any bigger than that. I mean, that stage was huge. And just think about this, fellas. This is the last thing I'll say. You got Steph Curry getting the ball, getting a double team, and LeBron James and Kevin Durant is wide open. I mean, that was incredible to just see that. It's like, wow, this guy is the biggest star among stars, state of the universe, in the Olympics, championship game. Everything's on the line. Come on. He killed it. He nailed it. So, in my opinion, without question, that was the biggest shot of his career. Hmm. Hey, you don't have to worry about him. He fed in with the. I think the don't worry about me is that, hey, don't worry about me, man. I'll get in. I'll get my shots up with a lot of these guys, maybe possibly, you know, doing their thing to show out, show their talents out. So that's it. That's all I got to say.
I appreciate it, Vincent. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if it's
Iguodala.
I don't know if it's the biggest shot he's ever hit in his career, but I do think the more I think about it, I think it's going to be the most remembered shot that he's ever made in his entire
career. Because of the stakes and what it would have meant. And you know what?
I think so.
Let me go here. And it's kind of unfair to Carmelo, who was courtside, Steiny. You know, when we talk about Carmelo Anthony, I think a lot of people look at, you know, left a lot on the table because he wasn't an NBA champion. But he cried when he won his gold medal, and nobody ever says, hey, hold on. Yeah, he didn't get it done in the NBA, but let's remember his Olympic moment. We kind of don't do that with Melo, and maybe that's because Melo doesn't have any rings. But with Steph, I think now that he has both, it's par for the course, and it's a fun discussion to kind of, what do you think his biggest moment was? I don't know. Because when you look at Melo, nobody ever goes to that Olympic moment to supersede maybe some of the NBA failures.
I mean, to me, when I think of signature shots from Steph Curry, and I was talking to a buddy about this, you know, the other
day.
Boy,
it's a bunch.
Well, it is a bunch, but it's not like he doesn't have a lot of buzzer beaters. Down one makes a shot, they win it. Mm. Down two makes a three, they win it. But how many times have the Warriors been down two? He makes one with 42 seconds left to put him up one. And then he hits another one with 20 seconds left to seal the game.
Yeah.
So, to me, because we're talking about a signature shot, the more I think about it, I think that's going to go down as the signature shot of his entire career.
I'm not mad at that.
The one that he hit Saturday to
two dudes
put that game
him.
Put that game away.
He had the ball a millisecond, Steiny. That thing was off. Like, and you tell me if I saw it wrong. I felt like other guys, LeBron, Kate, the ball became hot potato, Booker. Like, Curry kind of knew it and seized that moment. Like, guys knew that, oh, man, here comes France. They're down. Steiny, and that's what made it more special. The chef was meeting the moment of, if this thing don't go in, to hell with it, but I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it fly.
Yeah, I mean, to me, Curry, LeBron, and Durant, and Booker to a lesser extent. But let's talk about the older guys.
Okay.
I mean, Curry and LeBron James and Durant were by far as I'm concerned, the most clutch players on that team. Every single time they were in trouble, either Curry made a shot or LeBron just made a big boy bully move to get him a bucket.
Or
and
Durant,
then Durant
yeah.
or and then At Durant the hit his shots with you know, a lot on the line. So
I don't want to bring the party
interesting.
Down.
Yeah.
This happened all throughout the Olympics, Steiny. I can't get over Kevin Durant's departure. It makes it hurt more just watching this and watching how cool and how much respect they have for each other. And Durant did what he did. We don't know what was behind his decision to leave. But Steiny, you just think about if Kevin Durant were still a teammate of Steph Curry, where the Warriors would be then. And maybe I need to move on, but that's the one part of his departure I hate. Their relationship didn't, you know, it didn't falter or get tainted. It was, he decided to do something else, Durant, but it's like you and Steph together, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.